About 5,000 Ghanaian children of school-going age are currently engaged in various mining activities in the country. The situation, if not tackled, could further increase the incidence of crime and promiscuity in mining communities. The Vice Chancellor of the University of Mines and Technology, Professor Daniel Mukujima, made this known at the inaugural lecture of the Ghana Academy of Arts and Sciences in Accra. George Sikre and Naomi Kome sat in for Radio Ghana.
Professor Mukujima mentioned the pollution of water bodies, health hazards, land degradation, and the destruction of vegetation are some of the major problems posed by mining in the country. He called on the mining companies to institute measures that will provide realistic support to improve the livelihood of communities affected by mining activities as part of their corporate social responsibilities. According to Professor Mukujima, the mining sector alone contributes 10% of the nation's annual revenue and has accounted for between 33 and 56% of Ghana's annual foreign exchange earnings since 2001. He said about 100,000 Ghanaians are working within the mining sector, hence the need to pay special attention to the sector to help solve the unemployment problems in the country. He called on the Minerals Commission and the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, to strictly enforce the laws on mining to ensure that mining communities do not lose their livelihood as a result of mining activities.
That report was filed by George Sikre and Naomi Kome.